Some good news in the quest to treat Alzheimer's disease. A new drug showed promise in a key clinical trial. Alzheimer's afflicts nearly 6 million Americans. Now, we should note that one of the two companies behind this drug, Biogen, has been the subject of controversy in this space. Let's talk about this development with Damien Gardet. He's a reporter with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Damien, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So this drug is designed to clear out plaque or proteins in the brain. What's the idea here as to how that may slow Alzheimer's?
The prevailing theory over the last few decades is that Alzheimer's works based upon these plaques accumulating in the brains of people as they get older, and that eventually causes the declines in cognition and function and the dementia that we know characterizes the disease. Now, virtually every single medicine targeting those plaques has not succeeded when it's gotten to these pivotal clinical trials. And that appears to have changed with this drug, which is called lecanemab, developed by partner companies Biogen, who you mentioned before, and Eisai, a Japanese pharmaceutical company. And this drug appears to have succeeded where so many others failed. It led to a 27% difference in this clinical trial. And basically, they enrolled about 1,800 people with early stage Alzheimer's disease. Half of them got this drug and the other half got placebo. Over the course of 18 months, everyone in the study got worse. However, patients who got the drug did 27% better than those who got placebo.
Yeah. And help us understand here, 27% better. Is that a lot?
That's really the, I mean, at this point, multi-billion dollar question, because in the context of the metronomic failure of Alzheimer's disease studies, that is a lot, in that it was a big enough difference for them to declare victory in the trial on a statistical basis. However, in the real life implications of such a thing, you know, we've spoken to a lot of neurologists who are still puzzling over just how they would explain that to patients. What does being 27% better on a cognitive metric mean over 18 months for someone whose question would be, does this mean that I'll be able to drive for longer? Does this mean that I'll be able to carry on long conversations for longer? What does this mean for my actual ability to function with Alzheimer's disease? The way it boils down, that 27%, it's actually a 0.45 point difference on a measure of cognition and function, and it's an 18-point measure. So the absolute benefit that they measured in this trial is relatively small.
These two companies, I understand, want full approval by the FDA next year. What is going to happen between now and then?
It's going to be fascinating because they are up for what they call a conditional or an accelerated approval in January, which is based simply on the drug's ability to clear those amyloid plaques. So it's very possible they will win FDA approval. But winning FDA approval is really just step one in a very long and complicated process. So even if it wins in January, these companies need to convince physicians and most importantly, payers and Medicare that this drug is actually worth whatever they decide to charge for it, which we also don't yet know. So I think the next thing to look out for are a series of conversations that will take place probably this summer at the earliest, in which these companies defend the evidence that this drug really works, defend whatever they choose to charge for it, and then the powers that be in Medicare and in private insurance weigh in on whether they're willing to pay what it would cost to provide this to their patients.
Now, Biogen, the drug company, has been in the middle of a controversy in this space. Can you remind us of the previous Alzheimer's drug this company put out last year, Aduhelm?
Right. So just last year, Aduhelm won a very controversial FDA approval, which led to basically a revolt among prescribing neurologists who declared that the evidence supporting that drug was not sufficient for them to prescribe it. And then that precipitated really the death blow for Aduhelm as a commercial entity, which is the federal authority that controls Medicare, deciding that they didn't see enough evidence for them to actually pay for it for the millions of elderly people who might get it who are Medicare patients. And they put in place a very strict policy that restricted its use basically to clinical trials. And that was the death knell for Biogen making any reasonable return on that drug.
Okay. And Damien, finally, when these companies announced these results, which of course are going to have to be vetted by scientists, et cetera, the stocks of these two companies jumped. Should we interpret anything in that signal? Is this a market signal that something some investors think this could be a very big financial deal, or is it kind of early for that?
I mean, absolutely. Before these trial results came out, I think on Wall Street, there was quite a lot of pessimism as to whether this drug would work based on basically 20 years of failure of similar medicines. And so the massive stock price change you saw was investors adjusting to this new reality where, with many caveats between now and a year from now, mm-hmm. these companies could have a very, very in-demand medicine. It would be basically the first medicine to be available on the market that people believed actually changed the underlying course of Alzheimer's disease. This could be a massive medicine. And as you mentioned, there are millions of people in this country and around the world with Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And if even a fraction of them are prescribed this drug, then it would be a massive commercial success.
Damian Garde is a biotech reporter with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Damian, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.